This is the second time through for Pink Martini, and the last time they came through, they were with a name that's very familiar to NPR listeners, Ari Shapiro, who was the White House correspondent for NPR, and he's now the London correspondent, so I guess he won't be touring with Pink Martini quite as much as he once did.
And we have an art exhibit at Transylvania University, the Moreland Gallery at Transy. Rich, this group is called Enid?
Right. They are named after Enid Yandell, who is credited with being the first recognized woman sculptor in Louisville. She lived around the turn of the 20th century from 1869 to 1934 was when her career was going. And, you know, it's interesting talking to the women in the group. They say in the history books say that Yandell had a real hard time practicing her craft in Louisville, that sculpture just was not recognized as something women should do. And there was one time she received a rather prestigious commission to create a Confederate memorial, and the people behind the project just were incensed that a woman would be hired to do this, and eventually forced her to give back the commission. And she eventually went to Paris to study with Rodin and was quite successful over there. But this group of women sculptors got together back in 1998 and formed this group to sort of support and promote each other's work. And they've done several exhibits in Louisville, and this will be one of their first ones outside of Louisville.
The winter seems to be the season for the big awards ceremonies, and the big one this coming weekend is the Oscars, and there are a couple of Kentucky connections.
There are, and certainly Jennifer Lawrence of Louisville has become one of the biggest movie stars in the country, and for the third time at a very young age, she's only her early 20s, I believe. She's up for her third Oscar nomination and stands a chance to be one of the very few people who wins Oscar 2 years in a row. All of the prognosticators say that she is in a very tight battle with Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave for the Best Supporting Actress honor. Jennifer was nominated for her role in American Hustle, and they're two very different performances.
And surprise, surprise, another Kentuckian co-stars in a movie that is being considered for Best Picture.
Right. You know, the funny thing about American Hustle and 12 Years a Slave and their Best Supporting Actress battle is they are also seen as a very competitive year for Best Picture. And those movies are both considered strong contenders, along with Gravity, which, of course, co-star George Clooney. And there are a lot of people who really seem to think that Gravity is the one that will win. One of our sports columnists, Mark Story, gave us a fun Kentucky connection to Matthew McConaughey, who looks to be the odds-on favorite to win Best Actor for Dallas Buyers Club. Apparently his dad played football for the University of Kentucky for a year before going down to Texas and playing for the University of Houston. So, you know, it seems like every time we turn around, there's a little Kentucky connection to these awards.
It's a small, small world. Well, Rich Copley, we'll pay attention to the Kentucky contenders during the Oscars on Sunday evening and maybe talk about them next week.
All right. Sounds great.